It's Yana and Dusty Show. What the hell are we thinking? It's Yana and Dusty Show. What the hell were we thinking? What the hell were we thinking? What the hell were we thinking? Well, welcome back, my friends.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. It's time for us to record another episode of the podcast. We are happy to be here.
We are happy to be here. Welcome. I don't know what I was saying. We're back.
It's been a nice long break.
It's been a very long break. We've craved this. We've missed this. We had some hit and runs.
We stopped. We sat down. We recorded one the other night. It just wasn't there. And no, we decided.
It was definitely really, really bad.
We would hold off. We've had the kids run around. The kids have been a blast. And they've just taken the life out of us. I think in the last week we didn't realize how much.
But in a good way, definitely.
Oh yeah, definitely in a good way. But starting with that, so my experience with going to pick up the kids was 24 hours flying coast to coast, starting San Diego, leaving 9 o'clock at night, got up, got on that flight, went to sleep. Slept until we got to Chicago O'Hare. Chicago O'Hare wasn't too bad. Got to LaGuardia. LaGuardia is a shithole. I'll leave it at that. Woke up. Flew to Norfolk. Picked up the kids. And Hallie and David just jumped right in my arms.
Aww,
and just made my day. Like, I just was so happy to have my kids in my arms again.
I bet.
And, I mean, on the verge of tears.
It's been over a year since you saw them, right?
So long. It's just, they were so happy to see me. Got to sit down, got to have lunch with them. Got to spend a little time with their mom and talk about things. And, you know, it's uncomfortable as most people would assume that would be, having to sit down and have lunch with your ex-wife. It wasn't bad at all. And
no, she's good people.
I reassured her that everything was going to be fine and that the kids were going to miss her and the kids would call her every day.
Well, I mean, you had to reassure her. The truth is, she probably should be shaking in her pants right now.
Oh, yeah, because I'm just a crazy person.
Where are the kids anyway? Are they still out?
The kids?
They're out in the pool, right? By themselves?
I thought you were watching them.
I thought Batman was watching them.
Well, the dog's good. The dog can watch them.
The dog is really good at watching them. He stands guard. Like, he jumps into the pool.
They're fast asleep. We've been doing these movie nights so
just
many times.
Heavy.
Oh, God.
No, every night we build a fort on the floor and watch movies together. It's amazing, though. You wouldn't imagine how much fun a fort would be.
They get mad at us if we're not in there sleeping with them when they wake up in the morning.
No, I get yelled at every morning because I cannot, no matter how many blankets we put down on the floor, I can't sleep on the floor because it hurts. I'm just too old for that. And every morning when I come down, Hallie scolds me. Well, where did you go in the middle of the night? Well, I wasn't comfortable, so I went upstairs. Well, where did Daddy go? Well, Daddy saw that I was gone, so he thought he would leave too.
But
poor girl.
We showed up. We got back to San Diego. We got to the house. The kids are finally seeing the house for the first time in San Diego, and they fall in love with the place.
Yeah.
I mean, what's not to love? I fell in love with this place the first time I came here.
You're welcome.
The swimming pool, just everything about this place.
Yeah.
It's a vacation place, and we get to live here, so we're very, very lucky
that Anna found this place.
Last week, I was off work the entire week, so I spent the week just
being a stay-at-home dad. I had to work, mind you.
I thought that being a stay-at-home dad was going to be an easy job.
You thought wrong.
Now, when I've stayed at home with Hayden, and there's only one kid to take care of.
And he's one.
and he's one. And the schedule's pretty simple. Get up. He needs to be fed.
Yeah.
He needs his diaper changed.
Yeah.
He needs to watch some WWE Network.
No.
Oh. He likes to watch some WWE Network.
Yeah.
If he gets mad, we turn on Happy Feet. He's not mad anymore. And then we move on.
Takes a nap.
Hallie and David get here.
Mm-hmm.
And great kids. Very self-sufficient. They can do a lot on their own. They can make a lot of messes on their own.
Yes, definitely.
But they have such high expectations. They want to do one thing after the other, and it's never enough. So we just bounce from one thing to the next. And it's, all right, we have breakfast. Is it time to get in the pool? Yeah, hold on. Yeah, we'll get in the pool. Absolutely. Watching three kids in a swimming pool? Holy shit. That's easy a lot of work.
Easy as pie.
That's a lot of work.
Easy as pie.
Well, Anna figured it out. I didn't for I'm the a first genius. Week.
It's those motherly instincts.
Obviously.
It was easy. That's all I'm going to say. I mean, what were your struggles?
What were my struggles?
Yeah. Keeping them all entertained or keeping them all alive?
Yeah, it was pretty much keeping them all entertained from every minute to the next. It was every kid in this house was on a different plan. And they had a different agenda and they wanted to do something else every second of the day, which made it really rough.
Well, the way that I figured it out is that you get David and two floaties, so he's good to go. You get Hallie to learn a new thing to do. Right,
so,
that's covered. So, and then you just hold Hayden. So it's like, hey, you're doing great over here learning this new thing. You're doing great over here swimming all by yourself. And then you're doing great in my arms. It was easy as pie.
Like I said. So Hallie's a fish. And
that girl stays in the pool for 8 hours straight.
David is an aquaphobe.
He gets out like every 30 minutes, like, okay, I'm down with the pool, I'm going to change. And then he goes upstairs, changes clothes, comes back down.
Sees someone having fun.
And then he's like, I'm going back in the pool. Changes his clothes again, puts on another swimsuit. Sorry, I just hate you. Comes back down, gets in the pool, gets over it immediately, like 20 minutes later. Comes back up, changes clothes, completely different outfit this time. Not the same outfit he had on before.
No, he's just
father, about
son,
five,
for sure.
Six times. Oh, I know. He changes as many outfits in a day as you do.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Definitely me. All over again.
Unbelievable. Totally believable.
I think overall, they've been having a really great time.
Yeah, they're having a blast. Yeah. I would, too, if I was them.
Lucky kids. Damn.
Us, on the other hand, over here going poor, trying to make everything happen for them. What were we taking? Dave and Buster's the first time.
Dave and Buster's was a blast, though.
A blast and a half that almost bankrupt us because... And here's the worst part. So we gave the kids each...
No. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Dave and Buster's? Anna goes to Dave and Buster's, and she thinks she's in Vegas. It ain't like that.
It's true.
We're not making money at Dave and Buster's.
the gifts look so good.
We're not putting money into a machine and getting something back. But Anna swipes that card. She's like, I just got 132 tokens. Heck yes. I'm about to give me that Pikachu. And I'm like, that Pikachu over there, that's $8. You spent $60 on that card.
Yeah.
Come on.
I spent I spent $120 on all four cards.
I don't even want to know. I don't pay the bills. I don't want to know how
You're
much
right,
you spent.
You're right. You don't want to know how much you spent. But I spent a lot of money on the first four tickets that I bought us. And then the kids ran through it immediately. I ran through it before the kids did. But what I didn't tell any of them is that I went and recharged my card again for $30. Came back, continued playing. They're like, we're out. And I was like, oh, well, it's time to eat. And then Dusty sat me down. He's like, how are you not out? And I was like, well, I wasn't going to tell you, but I recharged my card.
And she does that. She does that sometimes.
What, not tell you things? You said it yourself. You're not in charge of the bills.
I'm not in charge of the bills.
That's my compensation.
I spend until someone tells me stop. And then I'm like, oh, great.
Oh, well, then stop a year ago. Jesus Christ. What was it the other day? I have something in the mail coming in before we were broke. Ding dong.
Well, I ordered it before I was broke, so.
Yeah, before you were told to stop spending money. I just start telling you to stop spending money like $500 before we're broke. Like, oh, there's $500 left?
Yeah, well,
tell Dusty to stop
spending. Let's not make it out sound like we're broke. We're not broke. We're just... at the point where
we're absolutely not broke. Look at all these valuable assets we have in here that we could sell. Mm-hmm. We could probably be thousandaires if we sold all the stuff.
Thousandaires? Yeah. Totally. We would be thousandaires if we would stop spending my paychecks.
Our paychecks.
Our paychecks.
You ain't the only one who works in this family.
You ain't the only one bringing the bread home, baby.
In fact, my paycheck brings home more bacon than yours. Let's just put it that way.
Just put it that way. All right. So,
that hurt your man ego?
No, not at all.
Dave and Buster's, we took him there. Then, not to make it sound like we don't do anything with them, but we really spend every single day doing something with them. But today, we took him to SeaWorld.
SeaWorld was really freaking cool.
It was. But...
But, all right, so let's get political for a minute, because here it goes. Here it goes. Everyone hates SeaWorld. Everyone saw Blackfish. We can talk about Blackfish.
If you haven't seen Blackfish, watch Netflix.
Seriously, Blackfish. I was down great with that documentary.
Great documentary.
A lot of great information. And I'm not going to, I will not negate anything they said in that movie. When we got to SeaWorld today, I walked in that park and I wasn't expecting anything great. I was walking in there completely skeptical. Mm-hmm. And I was concerned about seeing these orcas. I was.
Yeah.
We didn't stay for the Shamu show. We didn't do that. But the other thing I noticed was not a whole lot of people were over there watching the orca swim at all anyway.
We were, yeah.
I mean, we stopped for a minute, but I mean...
We were there for a while watching the orcas.
No, when we stood on the orca bridge, was there anyone else there?
No.
No, there was no one else there, because I think that's a message that's really getting out there. That orca tank is way too small.
I know.
That's, like, terrible for them.
I know, it broke my heart.
Look, they're doing a lot of great things.
There's, like, how many orcas in there? What do we count? 5 on that side, 2, that's 7, plus 3. So there's at least 10. At least 10 orcas.
At least in that park, yeah.
Tiny. I mean, for an orca, obviously. Tiny space.
Yeah.
My heart broke for them. It was really so sad. Unfair. Really it was like, sad. Why would you... I understand that most of them are born into captivity, or I wouldn't call them captivity. Fine. I'll be politically correct. They are born into the SeaWorld...
No,
family life. No, whatever you want to call it.
They're born into captivity. That's the truth. They're born.
But they're not really captive. I mean, they don't know any better. Some of them were saved. I believe that. But some of them also could have had a better chance at living their potential, which is to be a free animal.
We talked earlier. Like, there's a difference in the way they live and the way that the other.
They wouldn't survive out in the wild now.
Well, no, they probably couldn't survive in the wild now. But at the same time, like, they're not living the life that they would have lived if they were born in the wild.
Right.
And the tanks they live in are way too fucking small for the amount of money that SeaWorld has. Like,
yeah, I mean, all that money that they spend on the concession stands and all this other junk that's around just to make money. Like, yeah, you use some of that money for research. Wonderful. Great. Totally respect that. Totally back that up. But expand the freaking orca tank, man. Dolphins have more room than the orcas. It's just sad.
The seals seem happy.
The seals seemed desperate for food. I feel like we're...
No. The seals were like ducks at a freaking park.
Yeah.
They know they're going to get fed. They're up there barking because they're just waiting for somebody to toss them food. But it was really weird
because there's two different spots. There was one spot where you know the attraction is, so you're walking that way, so you know to feed them because they sell the food right there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So those were hungry. And then from the other side, though, there's a wall between them. The other ones were not hungry at all. They didn't expect anybody to feed them. They were just swimming, playing. There was one who was like, I don't know. There was one that was doing his own thing. And there was another one, while y'all were in the bathroom, was watching him. He just kept bugging all the other ones that were laying down tanning or...
Yeah, sunning.
Sunbathing or whatever. He was just going around like hitting all of them. He would dunk into the water, jump up, hit them, go back in the water. He was just playing. He was having a good time, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we need to get, like, a volunteer job there just to see what really it does look like. Because there's a part of me that still kind of believes maybe there's a bigger open space that they go into that we don't see.
And that might be the truth. Like I said, I walked in there completely skeptical. I didn't walk in there close-minded saying, I know that these people treat their animals poorly. Because I know they don't.
No, they obviously don't. There's a lot of love And they bring up awareness. Our friend Bama brought up the fact tonight that they bring up awareness of, like, hey, there's these animals who are adorable and cuddly and they're endangered, but you would never notice that unless you went to SeaWorld. You would never think, oh, well, whales, sharks, they're endangered? Like, who would think a shark is endangered?
Not just that, but, like, you see an animal washed up on the shore, who are you going to fucking call?
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I guess. But, like, seriously.
SeaWorld, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, SeaWorld will actually take those animals and actually take care of them. So, like, that, to me, knowing the fact that if you see an animal that needs to be rescued and you call them, and they're not going to charge any money, they're going out there free of charge just because they care about these creatures, they're putting a lot of money out there.
After the amount of money that we put out there today, I mean, I think we went in there, and mind you, so they pre-sell these all-day meal passes, right? So for $100, you can feed 2 kids and 2 adults. And you're like, okay, well, that's not really a good deal. We don't really plan on eating that much. I think today in total we spent $300 in the course of 7 hours. $300 in the course of 7 hours. And it was all on mostly food. Some was the food for the animals, but mostly it was food for and drinks for us.
That's true, yeah.
And there was one point where we bought, what was it? Dippin' Dots for David.
He just threw them away?
He was so picky about which Dippin' Dots he got. We sat there for like 20 minutes just deciding what he wanted in his mixed Dippin' Dots layers. And then he just had literally 4 bites and threw it away.
Oh, yeah, but come on. I waited in line for a beer, and the lady felt so bad that I waited in line, she just gave me one for free. So.
Yeah, well, that's... We got lucky with that.
Oh, plus, I was getting iPhone.
By the way, you looked like a complete alcoholic. The only person standing in front of a beer line that is not even open yet. Like, a beer stand that's not open, he's totally standing there like, yeah, I'm gonna get my beer first.
No.
And we kept making fun of you, and then I turned around, there was like 20 people behind you. I was like, oh, that guy's smart. He's not an alcoholic. He just knew what was about to happen. All right,
number one, no, didn't look like an alcoholic.
That was at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Number two.
BT-dub.
Other people were walking around with beers at 9, so leave me alone.
We weren't there at 9, so you're a liar.
I know, they were.
when they opened, they were already walking around
with beers. Whatever, whatever. I'm a liar. Get off my case.
Anyway, SeaWorld was a lot of fun. The shows were amazing. The dolphins were so cute, but the seals, what were the names? Clyde and it wasn't Sebastian, what was it?
No, it's the name they named every sea lion. Seymour.
Seymour. And the otter, OP, that was the cutest show that I've ever seen. Like, the girl that was so funny.
We were the very top row.
We were the very top. And that was
the best show.
It was. And especially if you're San Diego, I highly recommend if you go see the seal show to sit all the way on top because you get to see the beach and the ocean right behind you. Amazing. Amazing show. The girls were hilarious.
That was cool,
even that guy did a great job. Hallie fell in love with him. It was such a good time.
No, there was nothing about that park that wasn't awesome. That we missed. That park is so cool that there is so much to do that
we didn't have an entire day to do it. Yeah,
we showed up at 11 and we left at 5 and we didn't get to see everything.
Yeah, you're right. We left at about 5:30.
We should have made a longer day of it. And if we didn't have 2 little kids running around, we probably could have seen a lot more, but we still wouldn't have seen the whole park in one day.
No, definitely not in one day. But that's what I'm saying, though. They shouldn't have as many attractions. If they're so big on rescuing animals, they should make that Shamu tank a little bit bigger. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's true. But one thing you brought up was the price of everything. Yeah, the price was really expensive, but they definitely...
If it goes towards saving animals, I'm all for it. And that's why, like, we didn't complain once. We spent all the money.
Exactly. You go to Disneyland...
We didn't save a penny today. The kids even got souvenirs when they left.
What's the money at Disneyland and Six Flags going to?
Yeah, I get it.
I'm not here saying that these beautiful orcas deserve to be kept there in captivity for my entertainment.
Absolutely not.
I think it's awful. I don't like that part. I didn't watch a Shamu show. I didn't do any of those. I watched the dolphin show. I think they treat the dolphins really well. The dolphins get a lot of attention. The dolphins spend a lot of time with other dolphins.
But that's what dolphins are like. Dolphins are animals that want to have that kind of attention. Orcas, on the other hand, are not the kind of animals that want human interaction.
They're beautiful animals, but
beautiful,
it's...
Beautiful, yeah. There was one that was just laying on his side, and he was just...
Yeah, it's...
This
it's
is while we were...
Sad to see.
Walking by the bridge, or on the bridge where you can watch, like, where they... Where the show would be, but you're behind the scenes. And there's just this one little orca just scratching... Oh, I say little. He was huge, but...
Little. That lady was probably 40 years old, and she was probably...
She was huge.
Just ready to end her life, because... She's been stuck in the damn cage.
She's just scratching her back or scratching her head.
Just laying on her side, yeah. Going underwater long enough to get a little water, and then popping up and blowing out her blowhole.
No, she was literally scratching her head, though. Like, I don't know if y'all saw her, but she was just moving her head back and forth.
I don't know what that is, but...
It was really cute. But it was still really, really sad, and it just broke my heart. And after that, I was kind of over it. And I was like, after I saw this, I was like, all right... Whatever other rides you want to ride, we can go after this. Because our plan was, we left Hayden at daycare, and we were going to go pick up Hayden and come back for the night show. Because they have, like, this whole concert and fireworks and stuff. And I just couldn't do it.
Well, unfortunately, Hayden's not been feeling very good this week either, so...
No, he has a horrible case of hives.
Yeah, it...
Poor baby. And then he fell off the bed and got a black eye.
Poor kid, yep.
Can't catch a break.
Huh?
All right, fine. Yes. Fine. It's my fault. I know.
All right, so, that kid's a trooper. No, he's not scared of anything.
No, he's not, and that's what terrifies me.
Gosh.
He just doesn't care. As long as, even if he falls down and really hurts himself, as long as you pick him up afterwards, he's good to go. He's like, okay, nothing happened. I'm cool. I can do it again. You're here to pick me up? We're good to go.
So,
No, you're breaking my heart, little man.
So, rewind a little bit, go back from today back to Monday night, and...
What happened Monday?
We're going to talk about some wrestling just a minute.
Yeah, there's, I guess, some people that want to watch wrestling, or, I'm sorry, not watch, listen to Dusty talk about it.
But, that kid, what happened the second I started wrestling with Haley and David?
He got jealous.
He got totally jealous. You know why? He was itching to get in there. He wanted to wrestle with us. That boy's going to be a sports entertainer.
Something, yeah. He's definitely going to be something to do with sports.
He loves it. He loves wrestling.
But then it was funny because, okay, so he gets watched by this Hispanic lady straight up from Mexico. And sometimes he jibber-jabbers, and we think he's jibber-jabbering, but he's actually been speaking Spanish, we find out just recently, that some of the words he's saying, they're actually Spanish words that he learned.
Yep, Spanish.
So now we're learning Spanish just so we can talk to our son. And then Dusty puts on wrestling on the Spanish channel, and this kid is all types of into it. In fact, if you want to see it, it's on our Facebook. It's on my Facebook. But he just... both hands on his cheeks, just staring and watching intently to this wrestling show in Spanish. So, like, really all you have to do is either Happy Feet or wrestling in Spanish. And he's the happiest kid
actually,
in the world.
Actually, no. It's not wrestling in Spanish. Any show in Spanish.
Oh, no, he doesn't like Dora that much.
No, Dora's not in Spanish. Dora's in English.
Well, she still speaks Spanish in the show.
A little bit. If it's, like, full-on Spanish...
Did you turn on other Spanish
all
shows?
All about it. Yeah,
not seen?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
This theory?
There's a baby show that's on that baby network.
Mm-hmm.
They do like a half hour of only a Spanish show every day.
No way.
Yeah.
He loves it?
Loves it.
Yeah, but he loves that baby show regardless.
No. But that one specifically, definitely like sucked into
what
it.
What am I doing to this kid? I need to teach him some other languages.
We got to get on that Croatian. I'm telling you.
We do need to get on my Croatian.
I've been working on it.
I'm trying to teach Dusty... to speak Croatian so that him and I can talk about people without them realizing that we're talking about them.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
My mom and I do all the time.
Today, duh. SeaWorld?
Today would have been perfect day.
SeaWorld? Japanese, Chinese, Korean, Italian, Mexican. I'm sorry, not Mexican. Spanish?
Yeah, Hispanic. Okay. It's okay. He's learning. He's learned to be politically correct.
I'll never be politically correct because...
No, he's American.
I'm,
America.
I speak redneck fluently, actually.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You're so far... That's actually a foreign language for you.
No, it's not.
Please go ahead. Speak redneck for us. ba-ding, ding, 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 ding.
That's
ding,
not ding, redneck ding. At all.
Oh, okay.
My father is the biggest redneck I've ever You're in my right. life.
Your father is. And some of your brothers. But you are not, sir. It's okay.
I can speak redneck. I understand redneck. I'm not
Of course you can speak and understand it, but you are not redneck.
I didn't say I was redneck. I said I speak and understand it.
Oh, I thought... Never mind. Okay, I'm sorry. JK.
Yeah, pert near worked your dang ass.
See, here it goes. And you're so good at it. Mm-hmm. I can do that, too. I mean, I am from Takes.
I mean, I do sound like Chrisley when I say it, but...
I love that show so much.
I pert near worked your dang ass.
Can we spend an entire podcast talking about Todd Chrisley? Because...
No, we can't because I don't like that guy as much as you like Todd Chrisley. I love that
show. It's such a good show.
Oh, Jesus.
Such a good show.
It's so fake. So gross.
Whatever you think, buddy. I don't think it's fake. I think it's real.
That's fine.
It's reality TV, duh. The it's name fine. Is in itself.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. All right. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So, real quick.
Oh, uh-oh.
Rewind.
Again?
1 week ago.
Again, a week ago. What happened last week to where I missed out on all this exciting
Those
stuff?
Fights.
Which? Oh, the UFC fight?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not just that fight.
Which other fight?
The Rory McGregor, Robbie McDonald.
I thought that's what we were talking about, UFC fight.
Yeah, no, the entire night. All those fights.
Oh, the fucking bloody fights?
Yeah. Robbie Lawler. Rory McDonald.
Lawler did good. He looked good while doing it. He looked real good.
Calm down now.
Real good.
Calm down now.
Says the guy who said he'd been eye fucked 100 times today. Please, keep going.
I got eye fucked a little bit today at SeaWorld.
A little bit? Now it's a little bit? Okay.
A little bit. And I fucked a little bit zero. Mm-hmm. But, no. Plus, Robbie Lawler walked to the ring. I was like, look at this guy. That guy weighs 170, ripped his shit, and he looks like he's the same size as me. And you were like, no, he isn't.
He didn't.
You said that.
I know, and I still stand with it. He didn't look like the same size as you.
Because you think I'm fat.
No, I think he's smaller.
That's what I thought. Because he is smaller than me.
He is.
Anyway. But that fight. That fight was badass.
Yeah, it was. It was a really good
the
fight.
The minute Rory McDonald realized that his face had just exploded.
Exploded, yeah.
And he just like, he was almost
ready to. He couldn't even see anymore.
He was almost ready to throw another punch. And then he realized, I'm done. I'm going to back up. I'm going to cover my fucking face because my nose is gone.
Well, he broke his nose at the end. Well, he broke his nose in the middle of it, didn't he?
Yeah, but and then that, he got him again. Yeah. He got him again. And that was it. He was like, he knew he was done.
You can't break it anymore than this. So, you might shatter it in a million pieces where it's not fixable anymore.
So that fight was sick. And up until that happened, Rory had that fight won.
Yeah.
That was crazy. But
same thing happened with the finale.
That McGregor-Mendez fight.
Same thing. I was totally for Mendez. I was like, Mendez has got this. And if it would have been a vote, he would have won. And you know that.
No. But it was on. You saw two rounds.
But I'm saying in those two rounds, Mendez fought way better.
Mendez was dominant. But yes. What did McGregor say going into the fight?
He called it. Yes, he called
it. He called it the second round.
And what was it, 12 seconds left in the second round that he knocked him out?
I was looking at 19 seconds when they were up and they were stand up and McGregor
when he fell to the ground, it was like 12 seconds left, I swear.
Yeah, I think so. It was probably about 12 seconds left when he fell to the ground. But I'm talking about like when they finally got out of the clinch, when they were finally standing up and they were finally throwing blows.
But he had him down. Mendez had him down the entire time. And then he was like, oh, flip reverse. Boo! I don't know what kind of adrenaline shot into that guy. Like somebody from outside shot an invisible dart into his ass with adrenaline. Like filled with adrenaline. And this guy just turned around when beast mode.
No, because the worst thing about it was it looked like he was about to get him with a choke at the end of the second round.
Right.
He had his
he
neck.
He had it. Was done.
And
Round two was done. Like guaranteed.
He got up And what did I do? I want you to describe what happened to me, because I think...
You started jumping up and down like a little girl. I was like, yes, yes, get him, get him. Oh, yeah, oh, oh. Wait a minute. Not like a little girl. Like a girl about to come. That's what you sounded like. And there was me and a couple other people watching this. It wasn't just me by myself getting turned on playing DJ Fadiddle. No, it was me and a couple of other guys. And Dusty just went to town. You did. With excitement, of course.
I did. I did. I was that excited.
You were screaming and jumping. The whole neighborhood woke up because we were in our backyard watching TV. Because that's how cool we are.
That's how cool we are.
But no, we actually just have kids at our house, and that's what we have to do.
It was a, oh my God, no way this is happening. It wasn't
no way. No, and I believed Mendez was going to win the entire night. I was in complete and utter shock, and you just rubbed it in my face immediately. I told you! I told you so!
He called that shit!
You're right!
He called it!
And what was the first thing you looked up online?
Was it fixed?
Yeah, exactly.
And it wasn't fixed.
Well, from what we know.
You can't fix that shit.
Yes, you can. Of course you can.
Bullshit.
How many fights have been fixed? Get out of here. You can't.
Not a fight like that. Not a fight like that.
I don't know. Just out of nowhere. It comes up on top.
No. Not the way that happened. Not the way that happened. No one takes a hit to the face, especially a professional fighter who has something going for them. No one takes something like that.
Okay, then I stick to my second theory. Somebody shot him in the ass with a dart filled with adrenaline. An invisible, tiny, microscopic dart. But Secret Services are in on this. Can we go on tonight, please?
Can you go on a what?
Can I go on a... speaking of roller coasters, Dusty threw a fit tonight. It was really cute. It was the first time I've ever seen...
There you go. Now she's spry. Now she's ready to talk.
It was the first time I've ever seen Dusty throw a fit. It was the cutest thing in the world. So we go through all these rides. We go through the entire park. Everybody's tired. And Dusty wants to ride the Atlantis. Right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's a roller coaster at SeaWorld.
And... the kids didn't want to go on it. I was like, I'm not leaving the kids alone. So this is like, fine. Everybody gets to do whatever they wanted to do, and I don't get to do what I want to do. This is the only ride I wanted to do, and I don't get to do it. So I just want to go. Let's go.
And by the way, that's exactly how I talk when I get really upset. I just get super sassy.
He put his glasses on his face, even though we were in the dark.
Because you guys, you just got to do everything you wanted to do, and I didn't get to.
Yep, that's exactly what happened. So anyway, Dusty got what he wanted.
You're a liar.
Like he always does.
You know you're a liar.
Because just like his children, he is spoiled.
You know why I don't like you? You're a liar.
You know why you like me? Because I tell the truth. No matter how brutal it is. And the other night you said you like a challenge.
What the hell were you thinking?
Seriously though, we have the most spoiled kids that I've ever seen. Well, no.
No, go ahead. Tell the story. You didn't finish it.
What, you're throwing the fit thing? It was done. It was over. You threw a fit. You got what you wanted. You were happy. Just like a child. And then after we left SeaWorld and everybody got what they wanted.
We rode Atlantis.
We did. It was amazing.
We rode Atlantis.
And I wore wet jean shorts.
Hey, guys. Guess what?
Dusty wore.
I got my way.
Because he always does.
I threw a fit and I got my way.
Because apparently that works in the Hardison family.
Not always.
Hello, meet Hayden, David, and Hallie. They throw a fit. They get their way.
Not necessarily.
Always.
No.
Yes.
I didn't buy David a purse today, did I?
Oh, yeah, David did want a purse today. Probably should have bought him a purse. If he wants a purse, we should buy him a purse.
Yeah, we'll buy him a purse next time.
When other people are not sitting there telling him he shouldn't have a purse because there was a lady. Because after, you weren't there. After we went to the other side where Hallie could find her necklaces, while she was choosing a necklace, David and I were walking around to find him something, and he picked the purse again, just a different color. And this guy was like, hey, dude, that's for girls. And I almost
feel like... How old was that guy?
I don't know. I feel like I should have gone off on this kid and been like, you have no room to talk with your long hair, because he did have long hair. Not that I'm being judgmental or anything, but who's this guy to tell David he can't have a purse? You know what? Tomorrow, I'm going to buy David a purse.
Whatever.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go buy David a purse. Tell my David he can't have a purse.
All right.
Who are you, stranger?
Here we go. I'm going to throw this down.
I just know that David is never going to use that purse again. So why would I spend money? Why would I spend $30 on a purse he's never going to look at again? He just wanted a doll that was inside it. So we went and got him the doll that was inside it. Just so we don't sound wrong.
I liked Barbies when I was a kid.
You still like Barbies. For a different reason.
Well, I mean, yeah. But I liked Barbies when I was a kid. I liked dolls when I was a kid. David is exactly the same way I was when I was a kid. So taking David to SeaWorld today was the exact same thing my dad felt taking me to SeaWorld when I was his age.
Disappointment.
And
he didn't want to ride any rides. Unless they were Elmo rides.
And I feel really bad for my dad now. And at the same time, I'm like, I can't come down too hard on my son because I know I was the exact same way at his age. And I grew up to be a weird person that's fun to hang out with. But, like,
very metrosexual.
But
you know when your husband dresses better than you do? Yeah, that's quite an issue.
I know it was rough on my dad.
It's rough on me.
It's rough on you.
You know how hard it is to compete with a guy who dresses better than you?
I don't dress better than you.
You dress way better than me. Way better.
When did you choose
asked Dusty to pick my outfits for me. Like, we're Kanye and Kim right now. He picks my outfits for me. Because I can't pick my own outfits without his opinion. Because he is way better at fashion than I do. That's a compliment. Good for you. What did we talk about earlier today? You're... Hayden grows up. Dusty said, if he continues with his blonde hair and bronze skin, he's going to be a lady killer. And I said, I'll teach him how to get the ladies.
That boy. Yeah, no, I
as
can't
long
talk.
As you teach him
how I to dress. I can never talk to a woman. No way. I look like a moron.
He'll talk to anything. He'll talk to a wall, just like I did. Leave him in a room with a mirror. He'll be happy for days.
Hayden, golden hair, bronze skin.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful child.
I'll help him get dressed, and Mama helps him do the rest. And
that rhymes.
I think that he's gonna bring home someone special.
No, he's gonna be just fine.
Yeah. So.
Yep. Ready to call it a night, though, because.
Time to wrap things up. Gosh, well, man, I'm so sorry it's been so long since we got to talk to you guys, but I'm glad we got to because I've missed you guys a lot.
Who are you missing right now?
Everyone that listens to us talk.
Okay, well, we miss you guys, totally. Totes my goats.
Anna doesn't miss anyone. Anna's a liar. I'm just kidding. No, she's not a liar.
What's actually happening is that I'm farting in the room and Dusty's dying.
Oh, yeah. Anna's got this farting
suffocating
problem.
I do have a farting problem. Can we talk about that on our next podcast?
I would love to. All right,
I got IBS issues like no other. Oh, my goodness. Is that what we're closing it out with, me talking about my IBS issues?
No, I was thinking we'd close out with the song.
That's embarrassing.
What do you want to sing about?
I want to sing about Somebody to Love. Ready, set, hit them with it.
Which one?
Somebody to Love.
Oh, the Queen version? I don't think we can sing that. I don't have the copyright.
Oh, okay. So. Well, let's sing the King version.
The King version? Can anybody find me somebody to love?
Great line. You took up the entire thing. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and hit us up on Facebook at WTH, What Were We Thinking? Our website, WTHWereWeThinking.com, and, of course, on Twitter, at WTHWWT. let us know if you have any comments or things you'd like to discuss, or if you think anything about SeaWorld that we have not mentioned tonight. And we will be back, hopefully, this week, because we have a very busy week. It's our last week with the kids, so we have to enjoy every second of it. Maybe we'll actually do an interview with the kids. That'd be fun.
Yeah, give us your comments. We'd love to respond. We'd like to get some actual, like, feedback from you guys so we can talk some shit back and we can have some real fun.
I would love to have somebody to talk shit to.
Yes.
If anybody wants to be in an interview, we have Skype, so.
We will Skype
record the crap out of you.
We'll do whatever. We'll have a great time.
We won't do whatever.
We love you guys. I'll do whatever. I'll take my clothes off.
You probably will. True story.
Catch us on YouTube. Talk to you later, folks.
Bye.